flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
the first Sufi saint, female saint of Persia, Iraq, Rabia, was once asked, when do you start your prayers? Namaz. Is it before God comes or afterwards? That is, when God comes, then you start your prayer, or first you start your prayer and then God comes? Rabia said, first He comes, then I begin my prayer. And the seeker asked, how do you know that God has come? Rabia said, I feel changes in my body. There is such an irresistible craving within me. There is such a magnetic pull. My body starts shivering. Tears start flowing, hairs stand on end, and sometimes I even faint. When all these things start happening, I know that the Lord has come. All these divine, supernatural feelings are called Ashtasattvik Bhav, eight divine emotions. They arise out of extreme purity, and they are seen only in some selected few. Body becomes pale, hair stand on end, tears start flowing. The trembling increases to an extreme extent. The devotee becomes restless. There is sweating. There are tears. Such divine manifestation. Where there is total loss of external consciousness and soul is so lost in the love of God that He alone is real and the rest of the thing become unreal. The world and all the attachments of the world just disappear in a jiffy. The devotee is so soaked, imbued in the love. Such manifestations are seen when you perceive God as a source of everything and you are everything. The world, when all the attractions of the world fade into insignificance, you don't feel like to talk with anyone. You feel like to stay in silence. Practice spiritual austerities. Maintain distance. The world of speaking disgusts you. He becomes your He, be all and end all. He becomes your everything. Such state should come at least once in a day. Where you feel restless. And where you want just Him and nothing else. And this state can come only with extreme love and extreme dispassion, extreme disinterest. Such state is seen in the lives of Chaitanya, Ramakrishna, and many other great saints. They would sit and lose the consciousness of the body, and they just are invoking or calling or asking or praying to Him. They don't want anything from Him. In today's Murli Baba said, blessings are your birthright. Don't have to ask. You don't have to beg for it. You have got everything. All the blessings. So when the more you go near God, your demands and your complainings disappear. You don't want anything from Him. You don't love Him because you need anything from Him. You love Him for love's sake. You love Him not because of some selfish interest. You love Him because you don't find joy in anything other than Him. He is the source of all the joys. He is the fountain of all the bliss. You want to talk with Him. You want to be with Him. You want to see Him. You want to touch Him. You want to feel Him. You want to be around Him all the time. You sleep and you dream of Him. You wake up and you talk with Him. The worldly jobs, the worldly activities, you lose interest. You just love everything that belongs to Him. He and His Madhuvan. Madhuvan is like spiritual Disneyland. Just as a child feels entertained, in Wonderland. You feel like to be here. In this fair, Baba said, this is double fair, Mela. Souls are meeting their father, Brahma is meeting God. Rivers are meeting the ocean. Pure ecstasy. Can we love God like this? Where He becomes the center of our universe. And whatever we do, that is just an act of surrender for Him. The services we do, that is just an offering unto the Divine. He is in the center, and all that we do is only directed towards that center. We don't want to do anything other than what He likes. We don't want to engage in talks which are worldly and concerning worldly affairs. The person becomes reticent, reclusive, doesn't feel like to talk, taciturn. A storm in the heart. The spiritual tempest. A spiritual storm of divine love. Divine restlessness, divine discomfort, rejection of everything which is non-spiritual. A desire just to be with Him, to be in Him, to be around Him, to be in Him, to be for Him. To be within Him. And all this needs divine silence. So today's Murli concerns about Mela, fair, double flare, fair. Different forms of God. He is Father, so He brings this story of meeting. He is teacher. So He gives you Murli. And third, He is Sadguru, He gives you Drishti. So Toli. Murli and Drishti. These are the three things that you find, get here. This divine meeting is so beautiful. And it is best experienced when you are alone. Sometimes in crowd you get lost. It has nothing to do with any place also. It's the meeting of souls. It is a secret clandestine meeting. Here the blessings are filled automatically in the soul. You are not asking anything. You are so full of blessings that what you say becomes blessing for others. You become a spiritual ATM of infinite blessings. Such a life is so beautiful, so detached and yet loving. So much lost in love and yet every action is for Him. Every word, when you speak, the souls should remember Baba. All our actions should be to glorify Him. All our actions should take souls towards the kingdom of God. So, first fare, double fare. Then Brahma said that this body is on loan. And then, about the three relationships. Baba also talked about spiritual horoscope. Your line of fortune has already been drawn and it's so big. So this attitude that I have everything, I am full, I don't need anything. Will give you everything. And the other attitude of a beggar, I need this, give me that, I need this and that. This is an attitude of a beggar. Who are you? Decide. A king or a beggar? On one side, the existence is so rich. You have all the spiritual treasury, spiritual inventory. On another side, you are complaining, a groggy, a grumpy soul, dissatisfied, crying, and you have nothing. Who you are, decide. Baba says, I have given you everything. There is nothing unattained, unachieved. Be in that intoxication of who you are and what you have. Shrunvanti Vishve Amritasya Putra. The Rishi of the Upanishad stands on the edge of the rock and declares from there, listen, Shrunvante, hearken, O soul, of this world, Amritasya Putra, you are the children of immortality. You don't need anything. You are already immortal. You are so pure. You are already pure. You have everything with you. Aditya Varnam. You are like that sun. So refulgent. and draw a blessing tree. A tree, and write down what blessings you have got in this life. We are always thinking about those things which I do not have. This is a gratitude tree. This is a blessing tree. Is it not a great blessing to be here in Madhuban? Even if it is for a day or it is for 1 year or 10 years or 20 or 40 or whatever. There is a hidden blessing in every moment. There is a hidden blessing in every circumstance of life. There is a hidden blessing in every happening. There is a hidden blessing in every experience. That blessing wants you to reach it. There is a hidden blessing in everything you see. In every morning there is a blessing hidden. In every Murli there is a blessing hidden. In every interaction there is a blessing hidden. In every move, in every moment, there is a blessing hidden. Search, seek, enjoy and experience. So blessing tree. You can create blessing cards. You have to do something with Murli so that it gets instilled and imprinted, etched on the slate of subconscious mind, deeply indented on the gray matters. Create blessings, write them, and then share them with others. There is a joy in sharing. People are in darkness. They do not know who is God, and there are n number of literature in the world and umpteen theories, and yet the essence is missing. It is like going to the birthday party and not knowing who is the birthday boy. And they celebrate Shivratri like that, without knowing the birthday boy. And the birthday boy is coming here in Madhuban. Madhuban connection activity. Think of those times when you visited Madhuban and what all things happened. The joy you experienced. The elation, the animation, the wind of higher consciousness, the gush of air. That sparkle, the divine love of God, the overflowing, intense love, filling to the brim. And staying busy in the homework. Yesterday Baba talked about diet and exercise. The only exercise is the spiritual exercise. Brahmin and angel, Brahmin and angel. The angelic consciousness where there is no preoccupation with body and bodily affairs. You move up and see everything. You stand above and then see everything. And diet, all that is waste and all that is negative and all that is worthless. You want to engage only in spiritual talks. Anything that deviates you from spirituality and God and divinity, you detest. You are less inclined. You want to remain surrounded, flooded, engulfed, drowned in that ocean of divine love. Om Shanti.